Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 48th week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Jacob was left alone with God, and this is exactly where God wanted him. He's been with his family, he's been with all the kids, he's been with all these men servants and women servants, all the animals. You know, God can't do anything with you till you get alone with him. Let that sink in. Got to get alone with God. Get away from all the things that are going on in your life and get alone with God. And that's what he did in verse number 24. And Jacob was left alone. And there wrestled a man with him in the breaking of the day. That's interesting. He wrestled a man until the breaking of the day. This man was none other than the Lord Jesus Christ in his pre-incarnate state. Look in verse number 30. And Jacob called the name of that place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. He saw the pre-incarnate Christ. A lot of people argue that, but to me it's not no argument. It's very clear. Jacob knew who he'd been wrestling with all night long. Notice, though, I want you to notice back in verse number 24, the way that the Bible writes this, that there wrestled a man with him. Notice, Jacob didn't wrestle with the man. Instead, the man wrestled with Jacob. What's the difference? Why is that important? Well, Jacob didn't start out wanting anything from God. God wanted something from Jacob. Important to realize that, okay? God came to him. God wrestled him. Jacob didn't wrestle God, so to speak. God was one who started this. He came from heaven and he wrestled Jacob. And the Bible says that he wrestled a man with him all night till the breaking of the day because God wanted something from Jacob. And we're going to find out exactly what it was. Verse number 25. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. Now, before we go any farther, when it says he prevailed not, it does not mean that God was weaker than Jacob. What it literally means, that God desired something from Jacob. And we see that there's a prayer. Matter of fact, God desires man to persist in prayers, and he delights to yield to men in their prayers. In Luke 18, let me read this to you. Luke chapter number 18, verse number 1. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought to always to pray and not to faint. Don't you quit praying. Don't you quit praying. And then in verse number 7, shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? The picture we see of Jacob, all night long, Jesus is teaching us how to pray and to faint not. Don't you quit praying. And he uses the word Jesus himself, though he bear long with them. Talking about God putting up with us all night long in our prayers. This is what happened to Jacob. And it says that he prevailed against God. Finally, God had Jacob in a place that he wanted him. Had him in a place. And he touched the hollow of his thigh. Of course, we find out later in our reading that it crippled him the rest of his life. The hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint, and he wrestled with him. And then verse number 26. This is one of the significant turning point in Jacob's life. When the Lord said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And Jacob said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. That's what it meant. He prevailed against the Lord. I won't let you go till you bless me. I will not quit praying. Would to God we had that kind of prayer life. Most of us, when we pray, well, we'll mention it one time and we move on. He's talking about prevailing. And again, don't get the terminology wrong. Talking about none of us can conquer God. That's not what this scripture is talking about. None of us can conquer God. Of course, he's God. What he's talking about, prevailing against him, that literally God answered his prayers. Let me go. I will not let you go. How bad do you want it? Till you bless me. Do you see the picture here? And this was a turning point in Jacob's life. Matter of fact, it should be our prayer, our desire. God had overcome and defeated Jacob. It isn't Jacob defeated God. God had defeated Jacob. How do you know that? Because the Bible tells us in Hosea. The prophet Hosea was talking about it, and in chapter number 12, we read these words. He took his brother by the heel in the womb, speaking of Jacob. Hosea is talking now about this time. He took his brother by the heel in his womb, and by his strength he had power with God. Yea, he had power over the angel, and he prevailed. Now get this, he wept, and he made supplication unto him, and he found him in Bethel, and there he spake with us, even the Lord God of hosts, the Lord at his memorial. The prophet Hosea said that Jacob wept, and he made supplications. He wanted it so bad. You ever wept before the Lord? He wanted it so bad. He had been defeated. He had been wrestling all night long, the Bible tells us, all night long. And he had been defeated and he wept. He said, God, I can't let you go till you bless me, till you answer my prayers. I need you, Lord. And that's exactly what took place here in Genesis chapter number 32 when he was wrestling with the Lord. Again, it was not that he defeated. When we think of defeating the Lord, it wasn't in a physical sense, but spiritually, God blessed him. He answered his prayers. Let me go. I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. Then verse number 27. And he said unto him, what is thy name? Of course God knew his name. Remember Adam? In the garden. Adam, where art thou? God knew where Adam was. God wanted Adam to realize where he was. Same principle here. God knew Jacob's name. Why did he ask? Well, he wanted Jacob to realize who he was. And that God was making a change in his life. Well, my name is Jacob. He said Jacob. The word Jacob, we know what we looked at before, was kind of a supplanter. He was that heel catcher. Remember, that's why mama named him Jacob. He was that heel catcher. Okay. And he, speaking of the Lord, said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince thou hast power with God and with men and has prevailed. This is where Jacob wrestled with God. And God said, you've had power with men and you've prevailed. Wouldn't that be something if we had that kind of prayer life and get in touch with God where he is so real to us that God answers our prayers. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. That word effectual and fervent mean you striving and it's hot. You won't let go till God blesses you. That's the lesson we've learned here. Well, Jacob's name was changed and he was a blessed man. No longer is he a supplanter, but he's the prevailer. The word Israel is a compound of two words, okay? It's a two-word compound. Sarah, I'm saying that wrong. Doug would correct me. It means to fight, and El is God. Israel. It means a fighter of God, or one who fights for God. Not you're fighting with God, you're fighting for God. Or a prince with God. In other words, you're on God's side. And that's why Israel is so blessed of God. Talking about the nation of Israel. They're on God's side.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more great teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, May God bless you richly, is our prayer.